This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. Let's continue the conversation. Pick up the phone. Let's chat today, shall we, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Woo-hoo! From the studios of 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, the flag, a 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1090 KTGO. Boomin' to the Bakken. 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. On your iHeartRadio app. Podcast at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A lot of ways to listen to this program. Replayed evenings on 550 K-Fire as well. So a lot of different ways you can hear us. Twice a day most days on 550 K-Fire. How about that? My golly, we're proud of that. And thank you for listening. Thanks a bunch.
Actually, there's only one way you can hear us, your ears.
That's true.
But
yeah. Exactly right. I'm missing Mass today. Boy, when I was growing up, you couldn't do that without getting in big
Why are
trouble.
You missing Mass today?
Well, it's Catholic Schools Week, and our kids go to Catholic schools.
Okay.
Two of the three. We have one at UND, of course. He's moved on up. But Hannah and Haley are... Catholic schools, and it's Catholic Schools Week all across the globe, I guess. And on Catholic Schools Week, they have a big old giant mass, you know, where the bishop comes and all the area priests come, and it's a big deal, and it's really cool. And I never go because I'm on the radio, so it's nothing new that I'm missing Mass today. I won't miss Mass Sunday, Todd.
You're helping do God's work in a different way, Scott.
There you go. That's a thank you for justifying my.
It's true. I mean,
yeah, exactly right. Yes,
it's true.
But anyway, shout out to everybody that is heading to a Catholic Schools Week Mass. Way to go! You know, they do all kinds of fun things. Monday was dress up like your hero day. So, which hero do you think our daughter Haley chose? Seventh grader.
You. I'd be dressing up as Scott Hinnon.
Far from it. No, it wasn't me.
The before picture is Scott Hinnon, and then you today would be the after picture.
You have another guess?
Wow. I really don't. I should, but everybody that I would guess would be an obvious, no, it's not them. You know,
somebody in her class went as America. How about that? You know, as a mirror.
Really?
Kind of cool.
Holy cow.
But she, and I was impressed with this. I had nothing to do with her choice on this. She picked Jesus.
Oh,
so she goes in this role.
Okay, why didn't I think of that?
With a thorn and the crowns and the whole deal. You know, the sandals.
You couldn't do it in a public school. You'd be tossed right out of there, right?
Right. And what, she's in debate. You know, our little debate partner, Mason, is his name.
Okay.
Kind of a character. So she tells me that night, I said, how'd it go? She goes, well, other than Mason screaming at the top of his lungs down the hallway between classes, crucify her! Crucify her! He said it wasn't too bad. I think that's a little sacrilegious even. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit. I mean,
probably want to stop before you trip over that line. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, we have that. You know what I'm saying? We have Trooper Talk for you next hour, where we will get a chance, as we do about once a month, to talk to Lieutenant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol. So get your trooper questions ready. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, or you can call us and even leave a message this instant at 855-200-1776, extension 1, and leave your message. He may bring somebody along with him. Sometimes he does. Sometimes he doesn't. But great questions. Love your questions on Trooper Talk. Really looking forward to it. So that is coming up here in just a couple of minutes. So let's take a look at some news headlines here. and find out what's on your mind in just a moment at 800-228-0553. And again, text Todd 701-226-8503.
Text me right now, and then the guy who's in the studio where my phone got left will get interrupted. Go ahead, do it.
Yeah, right.
I just realized my phone's in a recording studio.
Text away.
Oops.
Text away. Yeah.
Oh, well.
We are, by the way, brought to you today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, an organization that just revs my engines because they are loaded up with common sense. And what is a big threat right now to a secure energy future? It is the EPA. It is the Clean Power Plan. North Dakota is about to engage in some serious legal fencing with the EPA and working on an injunction. We'll talk about that tomorrow with Wayne Stengem, who will join us on another of our talk radio town halls on the governor's race. But that's the reason.
This revs my engines.
If you go to secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org, you'll find out more about all this, the Clean Power Plan itself, and about what it takes to bring affordable energy and reliable energy to this part of the world. So check it out at secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. Couple quick things on the national front. Rick Santorum out of the presidential race endorses Marco Rubio. Made me think last night when I heard this. I mean, he endorsed him right away. Now, you may think, well, big deal, Rick Santorum had like 1%. First of all, let me say something about Rick Santorum. Good guy. Good guy. I'm blessed to be able to call Rick Santorum a friend. I really am. I met him just after interviews over the years and trips to Washington, D.C., and he became a friend. Love him, love his family. They're good people. And I've always appreciated his message. Was thrilled to see him win North Dakota last presidential race and come very close to defeating Mitt Romney, but he's a good guy. What impressed me most about Rick Santorum, and I didn't really even see it until 2012, and that was when he came to North Dakota. He came here to obviously campaign for, you know, the presidency, but he also came here to listen. And I'd never seen a presidential candidate, for that matter, a politician, any politician, listen as well as he did. Kathy Nesset and Ron Ness and a number of folks from the oil industry sat down with him. Murex Petroleum and a bunch of good folks in Tioga, North Dakota, at the Tiger Logistics facility there just west of Tioga. And he just sat there and listened. Big room full of people. And absorbed it all. And took him right actually to a well site and to the high school. And it was really incredible. He really spent the time. Then flew on into Fargo. And huge crowd. I remember Governor Dalrymple's there. He's like, I've never seen a political crowd like this in North Dakota ever. Incredible. And that race is what really taught me about passion in a political race. You know, and at the time we were lukewarm on Romney. We were really lukewarm on the guy, you know, and we found out later why we were lukewarm on him. We were right. Just didn't have enough fire in the belly. But it's fun to see people so passionate about a candidate and someone that is speaking for them. And really, Rick Santorum brought that to North Dakota. Kathy Nesset gave him a piece of shale. And he took that the day after, a couple days after. He'd left North Dakota, gone to Detroit to give a speech before the Detroit Economic Club. And I remember seeing a few days later him holding up that shale rock, on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and talking about the transformation of America that could come from bringing oil from rock. And so he really got it. And I think it's a good lesson for all the candidates. So good guy out of the race. And I wouldn't dismiss, going back to my point about, hey, he only had 1% of the vote. What's the big deal? That's not going to mean much of anything. Somebody just stole my newspaper. Middle of the show. I'm trying to do a show here
That's why I read it right online, because nobody
can
steal
online.
My desktop computer.
I cannot read it online. I can't. I'm a dinosaur. I got to have the actual paper in my hand.
Think of the trees that you're sacrificing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear a tree crying now because you just have to have it on paper.
Yeah, exactly. I'll go make copies during the break. But anyway, you know, what? Don't discount the fact that Rick Santorum has a strong network, the Patriot Voices group, and so that will help Rubio. So it took me a long way to say that, but I don't think that's a small deal for Rubio in Rick Santorum dropping out. Rand Paul, has Rand Paul endorsed anybody yet? I don't. He didn't last night, but he went out of the race as well. Trump is piling on Cruz. What does that mean? Ted Cruz has got some mo, ladies and gentlemen. And because he didn't do it the night of Iowa, but he's doing it now. He's kind of piling on over this dust-up, which I'm not impressed with, honestly. I think the Cruz campaign has some explaining to do. CNN put out this erroneous report about Carson going to Florida to get some clothes, and then they used that as saying he was dropping out of the race and could have affected some voters by telling them that. And I don't think Ted Cruz has owned this one enough. But Donald Trump is piling on about it right now. So there's a little run-through on where we're at in the presidential race. But I'll tell you, after South Carolina, I think New Hampshire is going to be a strong, strong Trump win. But South Carolina is going to swamp a lot in this race. More on a few other topics next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com. MyPillow is helping thousands of people sleep all across the country. Listen to what Brian has to say.
With my busy schedule, I don't always have the luxury of getting 7 or 8 hours of sleep. So when I finally do get to bed, I can't afford to be tossing and turning and staring at the clock. After suffering from insomnia and neck pain, switching to MyPillow has helped me rest longer, and in the morning, I wake up feeling refreshed. If you have trouble sleeping through the night, or know someone that is, try MyPillow. Its unique fill contours to your sleeping style, and cleaning is easy. Just throw it in the washing machine and dryer, and boom, your MyPillow is just like new. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you have to lose? Get MyPillow and sleep better.
Get your own MyPillow. Give them a call or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout. Or call 800-506-9028 and get the sleep you've been missing.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Delegates is the number that North Dakota will send to the Republican convention. I thought it was more than that. Phil Parker asked me, how many delegates get to go to the Republican Party convention from North Dakota? We were talking about the...
That's what Kramer's press release had said about the Strumpel. Yeah.
And I knew about the Strumpel. I guess I didn't read the whole press release. But anyway, 28 delegates is the number. So he stumped me. He was playing stump me. Then what did he ask me? When do the Democrats have a primary? I said, I don't know. Well, actually, they don't have one.
They don't, yeah.
No. So anyway, Phil has got his answers for you fans of PMS of the Morning. On 550 KFIR.
Why don't we just leapfrog ahead of Iowa and New Hampshire and then South Carolina and just do ours first?
There you go.
Because those guys will go ahead and leapfrog. And then everybody can leapfrog over each other. And then next thing you know, we're having the primary last year.
I just read a story. I think Amy Dalrymple wrote it for Forum News Service about the Northwest Landowners Association February Landowner Expo and rave reviews. Incredible crowd. Saw Wayne Stengem yesterday in the state capitol in Bismarck, and he was still saying, I can't believe the size of that crowd. And a lot of folks saying the same thing about that event. That's another reason to really think long and hard about joining the Northwest Landowners Association. They are the folks that provide unbiased education regarding current and past resource development processes. They, you know, sometimes landowners or residents don't know the jargon, if you will, the process, the regulations involved with resource development, and Northwest Landowners Association is that resource. They're there. So if I were you, I'd become a member darn quick of the Northwest Landowners Association. Give Troy Coons a call, 701-721-4258. Tell him Scott sent you. Or go to nwlandowners.com. Okay, Jim in Fargo, let's get you up here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I have some other things to talk about on the state front. Governor's race, a little storm brewing, I think, in higher ed that I want to talk about. So stay tuned. We'll do all of that and more as we continue on the program. By the way, on that straw poll that Todd mentioned, NorthDakotaStrawPoll.com to vote. So you do have a say as a North Dakotan. Jim, Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is, this brouhaha about the tweet at the debates, or not at the debates, but at the Iowa caucus. You know, first off, Senator Rubio ran with it before Cruz did, but he chased away, and, you know, Senator Rubio is actually slicker than Willie. I mean, he is really a slicker, but, you know, there was absolutely should never have been some of that stuff done. But CNN started the story. And if you're that fickle that you switch that quickly without knowing anything, I think I got a little problem with your campaign to begin with. But, you know, I just, it scares me because I have a lot of respect for your opinion, that you say that Cruz has got some explaining to do that. I think Rubio does much more, and Rubio doesn't get attacked by anything. And one other thing, and then I'll let you talk. Is,
well, go ahead and finish, and then we'll go through these.
I'm all for full disclosure all the time, and you do a very good job of that. You know, but why wasn't it disclosed that in the Fox debates that the campaign director for Rubio's daughter was working on them for Fox? That should have been disclosed.
Yeah, by who does he work for again? The daughter it's Bill Salmon's daughter, and she works for who again?
She works for Fox.
Right,
she works for Fox and worked on the debates.
Right.
And if you recall the debates, Rubio got a lot of favorable questions, a lot of different things. You know, Rubio is in the wrong party. He belongs to Slick Willie. He's slick. And I don't trust him one bit. And that's everybody's opinion. I understand that.
But you lost me on why Rubio would be to blame for Bill Salmon's daughter who works for Fox News Channel helping to prep the questions. Where's the Rubio connection to that?
This is Rubio's campaign director. His daughter works for Fox. I mean, isn't that a little bit of conflict of interest?
Okay, so this must be a different controversy because I know Bill Salmon's... Oh, I see. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, Bill Salmon's daughter works for Rubio.
Fox
and
News.
And she's the one helping to craft questions.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
The motivation would be that... Okay, I'm going to take care of my daughter's employer, by what? Writing easy questions for him and tough ones for everybody else?
Well, you know, you're in the communication business. There's different ways, you know, and that doesn't bother me as much as the fact that he is not getting touched at all in this thing about that Cruz is being crucified for something that Cruz had nothing to do with.
So Jim, you to say Cruz had nothing to do with it, Cruz has apologized. So why would Cruz apologize if he had nothing to do with it?
He apologized for his workers, as you would for your workers. He apologized.
You're saying by nothing to do with it. Well, then Rubio didn't have anything to do with it either, right?
Well, Rubio knew about it before Cruz did. Rubio's staff did, and then they spread this.
Wait a minute. You're exonerating Cruz because it was his staff that was involved, and you're targeting Rubio. Because his staff was involved. You've got to be consistent.
I'm targeting Rubio because he slips out of it. I'm not saying that anybody is without guilt in that. That's not my point. I'm saying Rubio is getting by guilt free like he does on everything because of his slickness. And it's, you know, when you made the statement that Cruz has been explaining to do and he apologized, that's all well and fine. I would like to get to the bottom of it also. But also, I think Rubio has some explaining to do.
Yeah, and I actually hadn't heard that Rubio was implicated. Evidently, Rush Limbaugh brought this up yesterday.
He brought it up on the show and said he knew about it, yeah.
And all I know is that Ben Carson has blamed Ted Cruz and was very, very upset about it. And Cruz's, and I think it had something to do with Carson's wife overheard some of the Cruz staffers saying that he had dropped out of the race, is how they decided to the Cruz campaign. So they heard something directly. Now, let's set all that aside because that's sort of a, you know, he said, she said. The reason I'm saying Ted Cruz has to explain, by the way, I've heard that from folks in D.C. that say that, you know, that's, you know, he has an issue in that area. Okay, that's they're saying, you know, in fact, it was the way it was described to me by a Washington D.C. source last night was this is the stuff that gets Ted Cruz in trouble. He goes a little too far in these kind of things, and this thing comes back to a boomerang. And this has been a heated deal back and forth. And now, of course, Trump is piling on Cruz because he sees him as the leader. I get all that,
yeah.
And I think he ought to. I think he was a little slow to put it to bed. Right, just come out and say, hey, if that happened, it shouldn't have happened, and we're done. Now, I don't have time for too much more on Rubio, but just give me in 10 seconds or less why you think Rubio is a scoundrel.
Rubio, the person I have more respect for than just about anybody in the communication business is Michelle Malkin, and she says, I have a desk stack high on stuff about Mr. Rubio.
I'd counsel you on this, Jim. Take, you know, things like that with a grain of salt because we don't know. I mean, it's one person's opinion. If there's others that say it, then maybe. More coming up.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Fill up at PetroServe USA. The folks that are helping America feel better, and you'll have the choice of what you want to put in your tank. From E15 to E85 and much more. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better and connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. And come on into a PetroServe USA near you and have the best deal in town, the 4-for-4 special. That's right, 4 items for $4. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. All month long, specials include Mike's Popcorn for $3.99, the Sixlets for 69 cents, Albany's Gummies only $1.29, Cascade Ice Gum, 69 cents a pack, Nestle Sparkling Water mix and match with Perrier, a great deal, along with Deli Express sandwiches. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. Choice at the pump, the 4-for-4 special all day, every day, and much more at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pete Alls has it. What do they have? The part you need, any part you need, any time, they've got it. But they've also got something that is a great deal of comfort to anybody looking for that part. They have somebody that the minute you walk in the door, you get the idea they get it, right? They're not looking at you like a deer in headlights. They're looking like, yep, got it. Okay, hang on. Here, let's go. Let's get on the computer. Let's figure this out. They know exactly, oh, I remember where that is. Go back and get it. Jason Nagel's one of those guys down at Aberdeen, Heedall's location. Take care of you right there. Comes from a family that's been part of this. His dad was with Heedall's 37 years. And so, by the way, he's like mid-30s, so Heedall's been a part of his life the entire time. He's a counter-professional. So, you know, you come into the store at the counter, he helps you out, looking for parts, find you what you're looking for. A lot of folks are do-it-yourselfers. They know that just exactly what they wanted. They come to Heedall's and they know what they're looking for. They know what they're doing, and they have the parts and the knowledge to help them out. He told me, hey, we know what we're looking for. We know what you're looking for, and we know where to find it. Simple as that. His dad's name is Al. He's Jason. So come on in. Tell him hi at Heedall's. First car that Jason had, I know you're asking. I know you're wondering because we often ask. 86 Celebrity, so we kind of get a kick out of it. His dad's got the fun ones. He's the shop foreman down there. 65 Chevelle, 69 Plymouth GTX. How's that for nice? But he got the old boxy Chev Celebrity there when he was 15 years old. He always has it. Tell him Scott sent you. 26 before the top of the hour. I'm going to say a couple other things out of the news headlines here, and then take some more of your calls on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'll just finish on Jim and Fargo before I do that, though, to say I'm not all in for Marco Rubio. I've told you, I'm listening. I'm here. My heart, I believe I've said on this program, tends to go to Marco Rubio. And I can go through a litany of reasons of why that is. It is a core that I've seen that impresses me. By the way, I don't think he's been perfect. I think the whole Gang of Eight thing was a perfect bit of concern for all of us and who you associate with and everything else. A little on the political side, what do I need to do to make sure I've got a wide enough base to be able to get to be president of the United States? But I tell you, just listen. There's so many people that I think Jim even said, he's Obama. I mean, don't do that. I love the passion, but don't do that to someone on the Republican side. Listen, soak it in. And as I've done that, I've bounced around a little bit. Carson, wow, Trump. I still think Trump could be the nominee, and I think, he'd be a revolutionary. I'm okay with that. I wish I saw a little more of the heart so I knew, which leads me a little to the Rubio side. And I can't put my finger on it with Cruz, but there's just something there that just kind of gnaws at me that it's like a lawyer that's got a really good speech and you really want to just, oh my gosh, he's nailed it, but is it real? Is it authentic? But of Trump, Cruz, Rubio, you had to say, who can you point to as the most rock-solid conservative? It'd be Cruz. Can he win? Yes, he'd bring out conservatives, no doubt about it. What about the rest of folks? Because we have to worry about everybody in a general election. I want a solid conservative. As far as concerns on... I should defer to these callers. And then I'll get to the other issues, because I do want to talk about a couple other things and welcome your conversations on anybody else. But let's take this call.
Scott, I'm with Jim in Fargo. I highly respect your opinion. Please tell us why you support Rubio on immigration and trade. He seems to align with Obama on those two issues. Explain it, please.
There is nobody that could listen to the speeches from Rubio in this presidential race and look at Barack Obama's speeches on immigration and say they align. That's so far out of base. Now, I get it's a good talking point and it comes to the others, but it's not. Now, I think we need to concede. Marco Rubio has been all over the map on immigration, and that is disconcerting. There is no doubt that you and everyone else passionate about this issue, myself included, have sent the message, which is why Donald Trump is where he is, and everybody knows that, to say, no way, no how on amnesty, secure the borders first, reform legal immigration. You are who you say you are, the whole refugee thing, everything else, and then come up with a plan on the illegals that are here to come out of the shadows. The idea of shipping them back, I don't think is practical. I really don't. But clearly, you don't put people who've done it legally behind people who've done it illegally. I think Rubio gets that. I really do. And again, that's from listening. Listening to what they're saying. Not listening to what other people were saying about them. Listening to them. Trade. Again, I don't put him with Obama on trade. There's no way. Now, I don't know what you mean by trade, because I am of the opinion that the products of the United States of America and the ingenuity of the United States of America are worthy to sit on an international stage. I like trade. I like trade agreements. Now, we've negotiated them horribly in the past. I get all that. We can get better at all that. But if you think we shouldn't trade with somebody, then we're going to, you know, not agree. And I don't see him being like Obama on anything. But appreciate the call. Texter says, Scott, you waffle week to week. Guilty as charged. I could not agree. I've said that out loud. I've said, and by the way, this Rubio thing has come from a product of Iowa. You know, I've always saw him down there and said, hey, you know, it'd be nice to have him fare better. He's in a position where he could win now. He has surged, so we need to vet him. We absolutely need to vet him. But I've been inundated with emails because I said I was, you know, warming to the idea of Trump as the nominee. In other words, I could live with it. It'd be okay. Life would go on, right? I mean, and I was like, why would you go to Trump? What are you, you know, it's, oh, my gosh. I am discerning and listening. That's what I'm doing.
Ouch. Scott needs to move to California.
Is that right?
That's right. Wow. Ouch. Yeah.
And I would assume that's because Rubio's like a commie or something or what? Yeah, I don't know.
It's all,
you know, this is where we get in real trouble. I wrote a book all about the Tea Party movement and my own opinions on the Tea Party movement, and I have it as part of every fiber of my being. I believe the vast majority of conservatives in North Dakota are Tea Party types, right? That word, unfortunately, that phrase has been maligned as making you, you know, some sort of three-headed alien. Tea Party. Tea Party. What that means is you're God-fearing, freedom-loving, and you have some regard for the Constitution. That's what that means. That's all it means. All right? But I have to tell you, some of the people and their litmus test right now would put Ronald Reagan on the left-wing fringe. And that's okay. Be who you are. I have no problem. I'm not being critical. But I'm saying it is important to say who can win. Who can get this done? And that's where I think Donald Trump, whether he's the nominee or not, has done a great service, by showing the other candidates and every politician how to react when people are fed up with the direction of their government. And I believe that'll stick. So I'm there right with you. I'm right. You know, don't mince your words. Don't think, you know, you can't convince me one way or the other. Let's keep going. Let's go to Strasburg on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Or text Todd your comments at 701-226-8503, even if you want me to move to California. That's okay. Ed in Strasburg, what's on your mind?
Well, I changed gears here a little bit. I got a Facebook post this morning. Says Bernie Sanders, if he's elected, is going to take some of Green Bay's Super Bowl trophies and give them to the Minnesota Vikings.
That's good. That's good, Ed. Right?
That kind of puts it in perspective what he'd do to the farmers and the rest of the people that made it by working.
Yeah, isn't that something? Exactly right. I mean, I tell you what, if you want to be scared, and that's why I say, look, if you're for Cruz, if you're for Rubio, if you're Carson, if you're Trump, whatever you're for, you know what? Think about Bernie Sanders as president of the United States. And you might just kind of say, look, I'm gonna find something I like about these candidates, no matter who the nominee is, you know? Does that make sense, Ed?
That's it. Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate your call.
Well, no, wait a minute, though, Scott. You know, if Bernie Sanders is going to take four Lombardi trophies away from Green Bay and bring them to Minnesota in exchange for four Super Bowl losses, as a Vikings fan, as a lifelong Vikings fan, and someone whose stepfather played for the Vikings for 8 years, I'm kind of tempted.
That, Scott.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain about that. Yeah.
So this is you're going to vote for Bernie now, aren't you?
If he's going to do that, I mean, hey. Yeah.
But that's not what he would do. He would take two of them and put them over the Vikings. The other two would stay there.
Yeah.
But then we got to give the Detroit Lions a trophy because they last won in what, 57?
Yeah,
Bobby Lane.
And it wasn't even a Super Bowl then.
Right. They didn't even have the Super Bowl back then.
800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Love to hear from your text. Welcome as well. A texter, another texter says, how dare you, Scott, for your opinion? Is that texter, you know, with me or with the...
That's all it says, so I'm not positive. Whether
you
form your opinion or I'm not sure what that means. It's a different person.
Do us a favor. Just text whether you want me to stay or go, and then we'll know where you're at. Because the previous texter said, you know, I should move to California. Should I stay or should I go? And Todd will find the song while you text 701-226-8503. Lee and Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott. You probably already talked about it, but I just tuned in. I have to say, Ted Cruz's comments about Donald Trump saying that his 5- and 7-year-old are better behaved and kind of mocking him and whatnot over these claims about this, you know, these tweets and that. I thought that made Ted Cruz look very small to me. I got a good friend of mine. We go back and forth. I supported Trump. He supported Cruz. And we've agreed that whoever the nominee is, we're going to support him because we can't have Sanders or Hillary in there, of course.
See, now, this is the kind of attitude I love. Lee, hang on. I'll let you finish. I'm curious about the exchange. Short break. More after this. Don't go away. On What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Great hamburger last night at the PetroServe USA. I know you don't normally think, oh, go, you know, for good burger, go to PetroServe USA all the time. I was in a hurry. I'll grab a burger, and it was fantastic. I usually get the 4 for $4 deal, but the eating a pizza while you're driving can be a little, little troublesome. You know what I'm saying? All that kind of pizza all over the place on the tie, the whole thing, so it doesn't really work, but. It was really good. I was at the PetroServe USA, Katie Corner, from the state capital in Bismarck. And you know what? They do have the great 4 for $4 special. So check that out. It's a single-topping pizza, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4, all day, every day at the good folks. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better, partnering Western North Dakota oil fields with rural North Dakota corn and soybean fields. Revitalizing the main streets of America and the good old USA. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Back to Lee in Grand Forks in one second, but here is what he was talking about Ted Cruz saying about Donald Trump yesterday on the campaign trail.
Comfortable.
with someone who behaves this way having his finger on the button. I mean, we're liable to wake up one morning and Donald, if he were president, would have nuked Denmark. That's not the temperament of a leader to keep this country safe. The American people are not interested in this circus sideshow of insults. You know, my girls are 5 and 7. And I got to tell you, Caroline and Catherine are better behaved than a presidential candidate who responds by insulting everyone every day.
He started that by saying he wakes up every day and his best laugh of the day is reading Donald Trump's tweet. So, Lee, to recap here, you thought that was across the line.
I thought that was in poor taste. I mean, Trump says a lot of things, but a lot of it you can tie back to, you know, some things you can disagree with. But I think Cruz is, I mean, he won Iowa, but I think he's getting a little too full of himself too early, I think. And the biggest fear, my friend and I were having lunch, we're talking about it, and the reason he isn't a solid Trump supporter is he's afraid of electability. He's afraid in the general election that the people that are turned off to Trump that are Republicans will say, you know what, I ain't putting that clown in office, and they're going to stay home, kind of like what we perceive happened with Mitt Romney. If conservatives didn't like him, you know, they stayed home, and he's afraid of that happening. And I said, you know, if Trump is the nominee, though, you know, these things are going to come back. You know, you got Cruz saying these things about him, and I just think that they should be more focused on the real objective, and that is putting a Republican in the White House, keeping Sanders. I mean, I have 4 children. And it's going to be disastrous for their future if we put Sanders, especially, or Clinton, either one of them, in the White House. And that's what I'm worried about. And we need to, it's okay to be competitive in these caucuses and primaries, but I think it made Ted Cruz look really small. I think he went a little overboard there. And, you know, he isn't innocent either. You know, I saw the tweets and his campaign, and he's the head of that campaign. And, you know, I'm not saying that would have changed the outcome necessarily, but it makes him look like just a regular politician sometimes, and I don't think that's what we need. So
I'm glad you're doing what you're doing with your friend, you know, one for Trump, one for Cruz, and going back and forth. That's the way to work through this. You know, I've had people call me and say, hey, Scott, why are you giving up on Ben Carson? They're praying about this election every single day and who the candidate ought to be. There's an incredible amount of passion out there. I mean, what you saw in Iowa, in my view, was a ton of people, especially with the evangelical community as active as they were. These people are taking this as life or death and praying. And you know what? We should. It is very, very important. So I appreciate that. And I think it's, you know, you've identified a good approach. Appreciate the call. Tim from Eastern Montana emails, I'm tired of hearing Scott ask, but can he win? No one could win unless we vote for them. If that is our criteria for supporting someone, you might as well toss out all of the Republicans because a lot of people say none of them can win. I'll support Ted Cruz. At the least, I know he stands on principle. He also is great at building a campaign, as he's proven in Texas, in tough, he won races he shouldn't have. And in Iowa, he did the same thing. He's got some very good people on his team, so he's definitely good at that. However, I will say this. We have to be honest in saying Ted Cruz will be a tougher sell to the general election voters than would a Marco Rubio, for instance, in my mind. Okay? And that's just because of Rubio, and we might not like this, as a little more quote-unquote moderate position. I believe he's fine on these issues. And so I'm saying that's in my mind a fair, and I process that. But I also think that about Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump would bring so many people out that have never been involved in politics that, again, the revolutionary there. So there are, but you got to weigh it. But you have to factor that in my mind, and you have to decide for yourself who is and who isn't. But I'm honest with you, folks. I tell you exactly what I'm thinking at the very moment, give you my gut. John, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, how are you doing this morning? Sounds like you're beating me up a little bit this morning.
Yeah, I don't know what the vote is yet, but I think so far I'm barely eking out a stay versus leave California the party. So, yeah.
Well, that's what I heard. I thought maybe you're headed for California after this. So
it could happen.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt. Got a question for you. Me and wife were in Fargo the other day at the Walmart, and there were a lot of Somalians working there. What's that all about, you know?
Well, I mean, the Somali community in some parts of North Dakota is here as a result of what LSS has done in the way of bringing refugees in and finding places for them. And, of course, they're working. I'm glad they're working. I think it's great, you know, in that regard.
Lutheran Social Services, do they help support them, or are they just all on the government dole, or are they working?
Well, they're, I mean, that's why they're working. We've talked about this before. LSS won't give us stats exactly on are they on the public dole, et cetera.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance, inviting you to be a part of Giving Hearts Day 2016. On Thursday, February 11th, please join us online at impactgiveback.org for this one-day, 24-hour opportunity to support the North Dakota Family Alliance and many other great organizations. Just as the North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family and strengthening the family, we are strengthened and blessed by your support. Let's make this Giving Hearts Day the best yet. Go to impactgiveback.org on February 11th.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too at just $19.99. What are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.